But we're talking synchronicity. If you've got a story, get on the phone, 52-299-939. Now, you've got a story for us, Chris.
Yeah, to share with us.
And it's quite a remarkable story that starts with a darker side, but it's pretty uplifting, really. And it's about a fellow called Kevin Hines, who's been involved in a movie, which is about suicide. It's called Suicide, The Ripple Effect. But what happened with Kevin is he was suffering from a psychotic condition, a bipolar disorder, and he was standing on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and he had these voices telling him to jump off. That's where clearly it's dark, and he did. He jumped off. Halfway down his fall, he suddenly had this thought, I don't want to die. And he thought, well, God, if I survive this, I will look to make it up to you in whatever way. Fortunately, he landed feet first, and he would have been quite stunned from that. At one stage, he felt that there was a shark beneath him, and he thought he was going to be attacked by this shark. He learnt something else happened afterwards. Someone who'd watched him jumped off the bridge, just a couple of feet from him, looked down and saw there was a sea lion in the water. Oh. And other people noticed this. And the sea lion was bobbing up and down below him, holding his body above the water.
Gosh.
Wow.
Someone who saw him jump off the bridge was friends with the Coast Guard, who had a boat nearby, who got there uncommonly quickly because his friend rang him and said, someone's just jumped off. When he was taken into a hospital, there was a doctor who was staying later for a different reason, was able to operate on him, I think with about 14 hours surgery, that helped him walk again.
Gosh.
And now Kevin Hines has committed his life to giving talks around the world about how life is worth living.
Right.
And he has a really uplifting story about how, even though he's dealing with aspects of mental illness, how worthwhile life is. And he's had thousands of people contact him and saying, because of your amazing story and the uplifting message about how life is worth living, despite dark times perhaps, they said, you've helped save our lives.
Isn't that extraordinary? Did he see this as an act of God, or did he see it as something else? Because it could be interpreted that way.
Yes, and in his case, yes, I do believe that he saw it that way. Right. And it is so remarkable that someone, like in just 1 or 2 seconds of free fall, would have that thought of, you know, God, if I come out of this, I'll do what I can to make it up. And as many people have said to him since, well, you certainly seem to have made it up with what you're doing.
Probably tenfold or more,
Well, you know, clearly it is a situation where you had no other choice. I mean, not many people survive doing that, do they?
Well, that's the amazing thing. I think there have been about...
And I think that it's an interesting thing you sometimes... And I've heard a couple of stories around people who, for whatever reason... have been a bit like close to potentially taking their own lives.
Yes.
But something quite out of unexpected or out of the ordinary happens.
Yes.
And sort of, and stops them. And that, I think, I reckon if you sort of looked at all those stories, that would be really interesting.
It is, and I've heard several stories like that in my work life.
Yeah.
And again, it's like a miracle. When it happens, it does lead you to wonder whether there's something else about the pattern or order of life that can help things turn out a certain way. Because who would have thought a sea lion could help save someone in that kind of situation?
And that's exactly what we talk about here with you, Chris, in Synchronicity.
Awesome.
So give us a call if you've got a Synchronicity story, 52-299-939.
Just before we do that, if anyone is dealing with some dark issues or, you know, you feel you need some help.
Lifeline?
Yep, now's a really good time.
13 11 14 is the number. Give them a call. But certainly an interesting story. You know, if you've got those thoughts, give Lifeline a call, 13 11 14. Chris Mackey joins us in the studio to talk synchronicity. You've got another story for us, Chris.
Yeah, look, I do. So maybe following on from the theme of when people can feel that things are very dark and they can't see a future, but where there can be an uplifting story, as with Kevin Hines mentioned before, is I saw a client quite a number of years ago who worked in a cement factory.
Mm.
And again, this had a darker start to this story. This fellow was in the throes of a suicide attempt, and he was in his car in a quarry. And it was in the early days of mobile phones, and his mobile phone would only go off about once every week or something like that. Hardly anyone used it. Anyway, he got a phone call, dare I say, just in time, with about maybe just a few minutes to spare. And then, as with many people as a psychologist, you talk about people going through darker times and getting through it. And we talk about stages of change in going through a crisis. And many people go through a crisis where there's a time where it really seems like things are coming apart. Mm. But if people can tolerate the coming apart and find a way through, often it gets back together stronger, or people get back together stronger than where they were before. And he said, hey, this is like concrete. This is how you make concrete. You know how you're mentioning how there's this coming apart? Well, in the process of making concrete, there's a stage in the middle where it's a gooey mess. It's like a liquid. And then when it starts to form as a solid again, it forms even stronger and more solid than it was before. And he used that as that analogy for his life going forward. He completely overcame his depression. He found renewed life meaning in different ways. He had an extra purpose, I think, to his future direction. And, thank God again for that sort of very fortunate coincidence that seemed to be more than just chance for him as well. But
the
I thought it was just fascinating, this process of how things can happen, even it happens in the concrete world. things can become a gooey mess before we get it together and then go on even stronger than before.
That's a good analogy.
Now, don't forget, if you do have a synchronicity story, and maybe you've listened to us tonight and thought, hang on, something has clicked, you can always give us a call or send us an email. Jump on the website, bay939.com.au, head across to the catch-up page, and you can send us a note, or you can call us the next time Chris will be in, which will be in a couple of weeks' time. So we'll see you then, Chris, and